The Anglican Church, what is your stance on vaccinations for our whānau?
Oh, look, I'm, it's no secret, I'm very strongly pro-vaccination. I don't see that as being incompatible at all with our tikanga, let alone our whakapono. We're encouraging our whānau to take the vaccination as the best protection that's available to us in this pandemic, and to do it to protect our tamariki and our mokopuna, to protect our whakapapa, to look after each other. And sort of on behalf of the church, we actually had a hui today, our Māori bishops and a number of leaders from across Te Pilpitanga Aotearoa. We discussed this kaupapa, and look, it's very clear that our stance is that we fully support, we strongly encourage full vaccination. We want to see that within a framework of good tikanga principles, including grace and inclusion. As one of our bishops said, the protocol of embrace, and of course tika and pono and aroha. But we're standing in solidarity with our iwi, with our Māori leaders that have maintained a critique even of the new protection framework, because there are ongoing inequities within those things that are systemic and that are affecting our Māori people and putting us in the place that we are at the moment. So we want to work more fully with our iwi. We were encouraging the government to do the same, and we're going to continue ourselves to explore ways to work with the proposed protection framework as it stands, alongside the knowledge that our tikanga, our whakapono, our mātauranga have always been dynamic, resilient, responsive, and we feel the best thing, absolute best thing that we can do is continue to encourage our people to get fully vaccinated. It's the best option that we have to deal with the virus as it stands.
Absolutely. We've got whānau members who are... there are some whānau members who are hesitant, and then we have some whānau members who are anti-vaxxers.
Yes.
What can be done, and they are two very, very separate whānau, whakaaro. They're two very separate whakaaro. Have you found anybody that's come to you to talk them through the issues that they may have when it comes to complete anti-vaccination?
Yeah, absolutely. And all of us have whānau that at some point we'll may hold views like that. And, look, we're encouraging open conversation about those things, not to ostracise our whānau, to always remember that we're connected, that we're in this together, and to hold these conversations with aroha. I think the majority of our people have genuine questions. They have genuine reasons for struggling to trust a health system that has been inequitable to us all along, and so that they need to be helped along with positive conversation. They need to see our kuia and kaumātua who are leading the way. They need to, they have genuine questions, and there's nothing wrong with helping them to seek the proper information. Those that have solidified their minds that come hell or high water, as they say, are going to refuse to be vaccinated, we have to still extend our aroha to that whānau, to those people, because they remain a part of us. It's unfortunate that there's a lot of disinformation out there. It's unfortunate that we're seeing talking points that seem to come particularly from an American context. It's unfortunate that our people are confusing tino rangatiratanga and mana motuhake as individual rights from a Western framework. Because ultimately our rangatiratanga, our mana motuhake, our safety, our oranga ake, can only be realised in ourselves together as a people. So we might split off into groups and say mātou, koutou, rātou, but really the only place that we can survive as a people is when we realise that tātou is the only applicable word. We're all in this together.
And finally... euthanasia, the end-of-life choice bill, has come back up for discussion in Parliament. And by all intents and purposes, not enough discussion had by Māori, with Māori, around the impact of this and what it means for us in terms of our tikanga. What are the suggestions that you have for whānau if they are wanting more information about how it's going to impact them from a te ao Māori perspective?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, it needs a lot more talk, a lot more consultation, a lot more wānanga. That's part of the problem with a lot of these massive changes in legislation, that they kind of leave us behind and don't allow us time as a people by way of our tikanga and our whakapono to catch up with the implications of what these things truly mean. So if you consider our tangihanga protocols, our marae protocols, you know, these practices have been developed over centuries, and, you know, we're really good at managing grief. We're really good at managing the process of bringing people through loss of loved ones and as we say, back to te ao marama. What we haven't considered in a modern context is when whānau may, under this new legislation, collectively decide to end the life of their loved one. And that, you know, there are tikanga implications there. There are things that we haven't thought through. And, you know, that's not to say that people don't have genuine reasons for believing what they believe, whether they're for or against the end of life bill. But again, euthanasia, it kind of flies in the face of so many things that we prize as a people and as, you know, for us within te ahi mihinare as a whakapono. But it's a blessing to be alive. And life is worth fighting for. It's worth struggling for every ounce of it, every inch of it. And, you know, death is a massive finality to that. Like, you know, once the choice is made, it cannot be reversed. And so we have to think very carefully about what the implications are. I mean, personally, you know, look, I've nursed close family through terminal diseases and was inspired by their tenacity and their will to live. It made me realize how precious it is. And it's put me in the camp of wanting to protect life and wanting others to be given every option to live. But, you know, I feel so much of this has been almost kind of foisted on us from a different mātauranga framework that, you know, the kind of individualized choices that people make, you know, can leave whānau in a very difficult position because, again, it's not just about us as individuals, it's about our whakapapa, it's about those that we leave behind as well.